Meet Cocovia Memory Plus with some of the most researched plant-based nutrients harnessing the natural compounds within the cocoa bean. To improve memory and brain function in just 8 to 12 weeks, try Cocovia Memory Plus capsules. Order today at cocovia.com. That's C-O-C-O-A-V-I-A.com and use coupon code CCV20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And this has got an interesting, this article, a very interesting title. It's Down the Chupacabra Hole. Morticians discover horrifying anomalies while embalming the vaccinated. With each passing week, concerning information regarding COVID-19 vaccines continues to surface. Attorneys reveal the Department of Defense covered up massive spikes in cancer, miscarriages, neurological damage, post-inoculation center for disease control representatives logged more than 21,000 fatalities directly attributed to mRNA injections. European Union regulators issued a warning stating coronavirus shots destroy the immune system. Disturbingly, individuals in the post-mortem industry are no exceptions to sharing startling public omissions. The recently came forward and shared the horrific discoveries in the corpses of the vaccinated. Richard Hirschman is a board-certified funeral director and embalmer with over 20 years of experience in the field. Since 2004, he has worked for hospitals throughout the United States. After immunization became widely distributed, his typically predictable job took a bizarre turn. One day in mid-2021, the undertaker was preparing a body for preservation. As he began making preliminary cuts in the flesh, his tools were met with unusual resistance. An unknown blockage was prohibiting the necessary fluid draining. Hoping to remove this obstruction, he reached through the incision and pulled out something unbelievable. Upon extracting the internal barricade, Hirschman could barely believe his eyes. In the mortician's hand was a long, sinewy-looking object. One end possessed a standard-looking blood clot, but the rest appeared dense and compact. When he rinsed off the perplexing specimen, it did not dissolve as expected. Rather, the extracted material stayed firmly intact. The ganglia quaglium was white, incredibly tough, and starchy. As time progressed, the mortuary scientists uncovered hundreds of these organic structures. Cadavers of the different ages, genders, and death classifications were filled with dozens of mysterious fibroids. Vaccines.
There's your pandemic right there.
Yeah, they created this. And we've been telling people, and people are dying left and right. And the fake news media, and folks, don't you ever forget. While we were telling you, we were warning you about this out there, remember, they were keeping this from you. And so millions of citizens worldwide are being increasingly pressured to take experimental coronavirus inoculations. Those who do not comply with government orders often find themselves ostracized from society. Unvaccinated individuals have been expelled from universities, denied service at restaurants, and banned from public establishments, fired from jobs, and removed from organ transplant list. Simultaneously, reports of adverse reactions reach unprecedented levels with each passing day. Some researchers are asking themselves why authorities continue to pushing a product that is not only ineffective, but downright detrimental to its recipients' health. One inquisitive investigator was determined to find answers, and what she discovered left her completely horrified and gravely concerned for the immunized. There you go. Dr. Stephanie Sinoff. Go ahead. Do you want to take it from there?
No, I thought you were done. I guess go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stephanie Sinoff, a highly respected scientist with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, she holds a degree in biophysics, electrical engineering, and computer programming. Throughout her career, she has published over 170 referenced papers. The esteemed professor's work has featured 30 peer-reviewed medical journals. Modern disease, such as Alzheimer's, are her primary focus. Sinoff specializes in the impacts of environmental toxins on human and prescription drug side effects. Amid the pandemic era, she has decided her time to study in COVID-19. She has dedicated her time to studying COVID-19 vaccines. After meticulously analyzing data, case studies, and physiological responses, she predicts that inoculations will have the devastating future consequences. Well, we know that already. And basically, this goes on to talk about brain disorders and all of the other things that's going to happen because of these vaccines. But we already knew that, didn't we?
Yeah, just ruining some beautiful children, you know.
Actually, it's more than just the vaccine. It's the idea that they are trying to lower the Earth's population. People just don't want to believe that the elite are trying to reduce Earth's population through plagues, through disease, through vaccines, through, that's why they're allowing the murder of the children and abortion and what's going on in the inner cities with all the crime. It's all about reducing the surplus population.
It is, but you see, people, I was so amazed how people fell for this whole scamdemic. Remember we said 2 years ago, Wendy, you remember, I was saying, I can't believe how these people are buying into this. They've got,
right.
they're running around, they're putting on their face diapers. They're, you know, I mean, the Chicken Littles, they're losing, you know, they've got, yeah, go ahead.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that, Pastor. I was just watching our local news, Charlotte-Mecklenburg, their county commissioners being guided by medical professionals. They're considering next week lifting the mask mandate there. And news people went out, did, you know, interviews in the street. Obviously, people covered up because if you're in Mecklenburg County, you're outside, you have to wear your mask. And so they were interviewing people about, you know, what do they think about this, that next week the mask mandate may be lifted. And do you know some of these people they talked to said, oh, well, I plan to still wear mine.
Yeah.
You know?
But they're brainwashed. They're convinced because they were told by, quote, the professionals, the experts, the government people, that that would be a protection. So they believe that. And even if the others don't want to protect themselves, they want to be protected.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, and I think I mentioned to you off air that MIT and some of these other universities and stuff, they've been tinkering with 4D printing. Going to be.
Oh, yeah, the monsters, yeah.
Yeah, the 4D printing is going to be used, it's going to be a technique used in vaccine production. And they can use certain materials in 4D printing that can be programmed with proteins. And it's kind of a creepy little thing because these materials can morph into different shapes depending on how they program them. And I believe one scientist that was a foreign scientist, and I think his report, it was translated into English, I think he encountered one of those things when he was looking at the COVID term. He said he described it as a thing. You know, there was no words for it. And according to him, he was examining the serum under a microscope, and it says whatever it was self-aware, and it tried to slither off the slide.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Let me just show you how stupid it is, as stupid does. Here's an urgent, stop the FDA approval of Pfizer shot for kids 6 months to 4 years old. Now, we played time and time again. I played the head of of the World Health Organization out there coming on saying how he was chastising these governments, this goes back about 6 weeks ago, for giving children the shots, and he was saying, don't kill the children, you know, kill off, use the shots, use what you have to kill the old and the sick. Do you understand? He was telling them, don't give the vaccines to the children, don't kill the children, kill the old and the sick. Now, that's the head of the World Health Organization. Now, there are people who say, well, you see, that shows you he's not a bad guy, right? He don't... I mean,
yeah, he only wants to kill certain people, not all of them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, this...
Well, what is the percentage of people that you heard in the United States that have already gotten at least two rounds of this COVID serum, if not a booster?
I don't know what the percentage, but I do know that there's been over, so far, they said there's been over 60,000 people that have died from that they know of.
Well, I heard the percentage is around 60% of the American population. So,
no, I'm talking about the ones that have died. Yeah, yeah. They say that. I don't believe that. I don't believe those numbers. I know that. Yeah. I know. I talk to a lot of people, and most people I talk to have not received it. The majority of people I run into are telling me, but maybe that's out here. We're in a very conservative county, which is highly Republican, which is a lot smarter than the Democrats, and so. That would be, but yeah, you know, most of the people I run into, and
well, let's just say 60% is pretty close. That's
yeah,
that's like 1.92 million people that aren't going to be here soon. You know.
They're. If you think of all the different things that people are dying from, you know, and like I said, we've come to a point in this country where it has been reduced to such reprobate minds to the fact I had heard, and I mentioned this last week, they had a news report and they were talking about how even though you have the epidemics and all of this still, they were saying still the main cause, the number one cause of death in the world today is still abortion. And they were talking about that like that's a good thing because it's legal. It's legal. So this is how sick. I mean, absolutely, you know, sick that the world has become.
Well, add to that, I'm looking at something that just came off the Internet. Coroner's office in Northern California is grappling with a backlog of bodies. Well, there's why they're having to do autopsies, of course, because of the coronavirus, but an uptick in homicides and overdose death amounts to what one official described as an explosion of people dying. Yeah. In a single day this month, staff at the Alameda County Coroner's Bureau there in California were tasked with completing 21 autopsies. They had over 100 bodies in the facility, and they're saying all over the area they're experiencing a huge surge in homicides, and the region continues to grapple with an overdose crisis. And think about it. They are having to put bodies in the freezers because they've had so many people shot, so many people overdose, and so many dying of fentanyl. Just goes along with everything that the left is doing is trying to, what, reduce the population. Why do you think they're letting all those drugs come over from across the border, all the diseases? They don't check anybody anymore for their health that come across the border. It's so clear to me, everything they do from the abortion to the vaccines, they have never allowed a vaccine to be given out when more than 5 or 10 people died or a few thousand had some kind of adverse reaction, and now we're having, you know, tens of thousands die from this vaccine, and not one medical professional in the, quote, government or the agencies has said anything about maybe we ought to stop this vaccine because of the severe number of deaths. This is unheard of in the history of this entire country, and yet you hear nothing, crickets. Nobody's talking about it. It's like, oh, it's acceptable, so 20 to 60,000 people die to the vaccine, so what? It's, any more numbers don't mean anything. People.
Well, here, one of the things that you're hearing here. Now, Joe and Wendy, we're going to go into that area of common sense. And I know it's not legal anymore,
no,
but...
not that, the dark zone.
Yes, we're going to go there. Now, listen, Joe and Wendy, if you and I were to go and give some children, our own children, some crack cocaine pipes and some crack, would we be doing that for their own good and their own health, or would we possibly be helping them kill themselves?
We would helping them kill themselves in the long run. Maybe the short term, there might be a couple little problems that we might be solving, but in the long term, we're assuring their continued addiction, which means their eventual death.
Period. So Joe Obama Biden and his regime, they're using taxpayers' money to fund a program that hands out crack pipes and syringes to addicts to advance racial equality. You see? Now,
again,
if you're
trying to kill more of the inner city drug users that I talked about last night, where are all these gangs in the inner cities, those 16 major Dem-run cities? What do the gangs do? They sell drugs and run prostitution, but mostly it's drugs. What do the drugs do? Addict people, and they're dying from what? Drug overdose. And we're allowing it to happen. The government is.
Yeah, but Joe.
Open borders, they want to kill people.
Listen, Joe, you know, blacks and Hispanics should have every bit as much right to kill themselves as whites, shouldn't they? I mean, this is what they're saying. This is what the deathocrats are saying.
Now, what equity means, that, you know, yeah, we'll take the poor and the minorities, and we'll just continue to try and wipe them out.
It
used to be years ago, the blacks made about 18% of the population, and now they're saying that blacks only make about 16% of the population. In a nation that's growing, that sounds like they're decreasing.
Well, I've got a list over here of the world's 10 richest men, and do you know what they think, Jim? See, they think that, you know, the world should be clean and pristine
for them.
Right. But we have too many parasites, which are those that are not billionaires, okay? And so the best thing you could do for them, I mean, look at the way those that aren't billionaires, I mean, how can you and I possibly be happy, you know, if we can't afford a jet airplane or whatever? You know, even Joe Osteen will tell you that. How could you possibly be happy without all the material stuff? So here... So they're saying the best thing they can do for us. Remember what Margaret Sanger says? The best thing that a poor family can do for one of his children is kill it. Okay?
Kill it, right. Get
and
rid
so,
of it.
So here's what the deathocrats are doing with Joe Obama and the others. And you're right. And Joe Obama, listen, the Biden crime family is up to their eyeballs in cahoots with the drug dealers, the drug cartels. They're assisting them in every way, and they don't do anything without making a profit from it. Just ask Hunter, okay?
Yeah, he's makes a lot of money. Well, I wonder if it ties in. I'm just looking at another story right there in D.C. about just a couple miles from the White House. A 14-year-old girl is charged with the shooting Monday of a boy there on Pennsylvania Avenue, southeast. She's facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon. And apparently she and another suspect approached this juvenile, another juvenile around her age, and she started firing near a bus stop and fired quite a few times. Apparently didn't hurt him too bad, but scared people. And if you go down through here, there are all kinds of juveniles been arrested in record numbers over the past year or two, especially teenage girls. You know, last year, I remember two of them, 13 and 15, charged in killing an Uber driver, and on and on and on. Why do they get violent? The drugs. Fighting over drugs, they get high on drugs, and they're killing each other over things that people may be used to write nasty letters or slap somebody, and now they're killing.
You know, that's an interesting thing. On Fox News yesterday, and Tucker Carlson, they had this woman on there who was talking about cat fights. Why these young girls, and they showed all of these fights. They showed all of these different fights. No, it was, what's his name, Waters World.
Waters World, they're getting violent, and the girls, more and more killings, knifings, beatings, they're beating each other up. Girls, we talked about that before, a story, these gangs would get together and beat up five or six girls, kick one they didn't like, beat her up horribly. And in England, if you look at the foreign press, this kind of thing, they were throwing acid. Remember we talked about throwing acid in people's faces, and all over the world, you have these young children knifing, beating each other up with bats and gangs. The whole world of our youth all over the world has gone very, very sadly insane, very sick and violent.
Well, I'm glad you're too old to do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but it's all tied, and I bet my farm on it, it's, most of it's tied to the drugs.
Hey, yeah, it is. It is. It's a drug culture. And What do we call that, Wendy? We call that pharmakia, don't we?
Yep, we do. Witchcraft.
And addiction.
Witchcraft. Now, do you remember Kevin Ishelman, Joe? And Wendy, you'll probably remember Kevin, too.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Kevin used to be, he was with us in Missouri, but anyhow.
Oh, okay.
And then, well, now because you said that, he probably won't remember you either.
He might not. My head scrambled a little bit. There's quite a few things I don't remember.
Well, listen, he wrote this article here, and see if this might apply to what we're hearing today. It's just an update. He says, let's go back a couple thousand years, and he says, City of Jericho moves to make it illegal to blow horns. Now, does this sound like something that's happening? He goes,
Canada,
according,
yeah, legal to honk your horn.
Right. He's writing this as it was a news article back in the days of Canaan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Canaan, according to a source of suspicious group of nomad religious fanatics, was spotted marching around the city of Jericho while blowing trumpets made out of ram's horns, with citizens fleeing on edge over the constant ominous noise. The king of Jericho has moved to make all horn blowing illegal. I don't want any horn blowing, marching, or carrying of fancy looking gold boxes that contain stone tablets, declared the king of his royal throne. They who blow must go. Sources indicate that people picked up his decree as a mantra, using it to mock the Israelites. According to the source, the king was initially pleased with the Israelites gave up and returned to the camp. But the victory was very short-lived, as they returned the very next day to once more blow their horns and annoy everybody. The king consulted his advisors. What even is this? The king asked. They're not listening to me. O king, live forever, said chief advisor Nahar. They claimed to be led by the one true God who cut off the waters of the Jordan. They say you are just a man, and that they will soon conquer the city. After beheading Nahor, the king told everyone he was sick and went off to hide in an undisclosed location until the Israelites gave up to leave. Does that kind of sound familiar already?
Unfortunately, it sounds all too familiar, right?
Yep, it certainly does. Well, what we're going to do, Wendy, are you ready to open the phone lines?
I suppose as ready as I ever be.
All right, very good. Now, let me see. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. Here's a couple things just real quick before we take a call. Croatian politicians compare mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations to the death penalty. Okay, in response to French President Emmanuel Macron's recent declaration that the unvaccinated are irresponsible and no longer French citizens, Croatians MEP Mislav Kolaskit warned that the mandatory injections are a type of death penalty. There you go. Boy, he's right about that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've got one quickie. It's not an article. It's something I looked at. There are 24 of the top internet news pages, news sites where people get their news. And it's funny, out of the 24, number 3 is Fox, number 16 is Breitbart, 19 Zero Hedge, 22 is Newsmax. All the other are liberals. So 20 of the 24 top news sites for people looking on the internet are liberal, only 4, and out of that, only 2 are really staunch conservative. The others are wishy-washy. So it kind of explains why we have so much ignorance, why we have so many people believing the...
Yeah, but Joe, talk radio, the conservatives have got a much, much... Yeah, we run that because nobody wants to listen to liberals talk. All right, let's take Jeff. Jeff, you're in the air.
Pastor, as far as what's going on is concerned, there's a good story out there, which is the story is smallpox. Watch out for smallpox and hemorrhagic fever. I believe that that's going to be the next shoe to drop, either one of those two items. And number two, at the dentist I went to, the assistant to the dentist told me that people in the profession have to be vaccinated, even in the schools. You got to be vaccinated in order to be a dentist or a hygienist, or you're done.
Well, medical profession. We'll have a shortage of them.
Yes. That's my main point. And also, too, if hemorrhagic fever or smallpox comes to America, guess what? The people who've taken the vaccine will not have the immunity to be able to fend off these two viruses. And you are going to see the bodies pile up and the panic pile up. I believe that this COVID is a biological warfare attack, and it's also a beta test for worse things to come. Stuff we probably don't even know about. Pastor, God bless you, and I thank you for having me on, and do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. I do know that the CDC says now that they are already in the process of preparing for the next epidemic, okay? That they're, you know, what does that tell you?
They know there's one coming, is what it tells me. It
tells me that they're planning on bringing it, okay?
Right.
All right. Okay, here's one very quickly. I'm just going to hit this one. Numbers don't lie. British children are 52 times more likely to die after COVID shot. That's right. There's a massive difference in death rates among children vaccinated against the Wuhan coronavirus and the unvaccinated counterparts in England. Britain's Office of National Stats released on December their age. Standardized data on mortality rates of the individuals in 5-year age sets, indicating that those who received the COVID-19 vaccines have suffered a death rate 54 times greater compared to the unvaccinated ones. Boy, there you go. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Arnie. Always good hearing your voice. You're doing great work. I'm looking in the New York Post dated February 4th on Friday. They have a two-big page thing about dark money operation in a full Supreme Court press on Biden. I'm going to read a small paragraph. They said, after President Biden's election, the man justice started bullying Justice Stephen Breyer into retirement. It ran aggressive ads and drove a mobile billboard around the Supreme Court that said, Breyer retire. It's time for a black woman Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Besides that, the name of that group was Demand Justice and Jan Psaki, however you say her name. And
circle back. Circle. Yeah. Circle back. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was actually with my next pledge, I was just going to send you a copy of this because it pulls out Soros and all those other ones that are the big donors and stuff, like a 1630 fund or whatever. You probably heard about it, but I'm going to send it in with the next pledge.
All right. Thanks, Bob. God bless. All right. Who was that third one you had?
John,
you're in the air.
Yes, you know, the so-called Democratic Party is absolutely not leftist. And I've found many of the things you've been saying about the vaccines and others on a true leftist, which is practically non-existent in the United States. You mentioned the vast networks of right-wing talk shows, over 1,000 of them, that dominate every inch of the United States, Canada, and the continent. There's no escape from those right-wing talk shows, but there is no true platform for leftists. One source on the internet has been attacked by fake personas within the deep state constantly and practically wiped out. Global Research, you can still get it if you go through some maybe alternatives, globalresearch.ca. And one of the most important blockbusters that even ABC News let slip in 2001 and was never mentioned again. Apparently the suits fired everybody. It was entitled U.S. Military Wanted to Provoke War with Cuba. And it points out in that one lone ABC newscast entitled U.S. Military Wanted to Provoke War with Cuba in the early 1960s, that America's top military leaders, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, drafted plans to kill innocent people, commit acts of violent terrorism in U.S. cities to create public support for a war against Cuba and Castro. It was a code name, Operation Northwest. Look that up. Operation Northwest and Operation Gladio. They included the possible assassination of Cuban emigres, sinking boats of Cuban refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up a U.S. ship, and orchestrated by a...
All right. Okay, John, thanks. Thanks. Okay. Now, there, John, if you're still listening out there, look, you and I, we have a different definition of what's left and what's right, what's leftist and what's right. Now, here, as far as communism goes, you have a different definition. Now, our definition comes from Matthew chapter 25, okay? The name of this radio program is What's Right, What's Left. What's Right, What's Left. Now, Matthew chapter 25. Now, you see, whenever you have an argument with God, you lose. You cannot, no one has ever won an argument with God. Nobody ever will. And so this is where we take our definition of what is right and what is left is from Matthew chapter 25. Okay? So you'll have to lose that argument. And I... Go and read Matthew 25. Now he tells you that those that stand for the things that he calls on the left, those are on the left, okay? And in other words, everything today that the left stands for, if it's a sin, then they stand for it. And I'm talking about abortion, I'm talking about sodomy, I'm talking about transgenderism, I'm talking about these killing people, murdering people. That's all on the left. That's why the Lord Jesus said they will be bound and cast into the lake of fire. There you go. Am I right, Joe?
You are absolutely right.
Okay, there you go. And so here we wanted to... Who do we have next? I'm sorry.
We have Cliff.
Okay, we have Cliff in the air. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I think you were talking before about Bette Midler.
Yeah, that was her, Bette Midler. That's who I was trying to think of.
Right.
Yeah, could you turn your radio down?
The radio on. No, it's probably just a bad phone.
Okay.
Let's see. My question would be for Wendy. There's detox stuff on my site, News Suggested, but not only for that, for other things. They list M-E-E-N, I think, S, or M-E-E-N. I'm not that familiar with that, and NATO Canase. And also, there's a book that is on Audible that might have just came out on Woke Incorporated by a Yale University lawyer. And he's pretty hard-hitting, but it's worth listening to. It's about 10 hours. The guy reads it himself. And I've gone through about three-quarters of it. It's definitely worth listening to. And there's another book that's available on Audible called Dissolving Illusions on Vaccines that I started to listen to. That's written by a woman doctor from New Hampshire who's a nephrologist. But, Wendy, so I wanted to ask you about those two items.
Well, I heard about the Audible book, and what was the first one?
The first one is Woke Incorporated, W-O-K Incorporated. It's written by a guy whose parents are from India, but it is an interesting analysis of its 14 chapters of the woke movement. And he classifies himself as a conservative, but some of the information he has is pretty astounding as far as the graph that's out there and the payoffs.
Got John West, Sister Mary Grace.
Hello?
Can you hear him, Wendy?
He's really low in the distance, but I haven't read the books. So I don't know if I can comment on that.
Yeah. But I'm asking her about NATO kinase and MEENS, those two items, you know, in terms of what they do.
Do you know what NATO kinase and MEENS is?
I have not read any reports on that.
Okay, very good. I got to move on, but thanks there. Okay, what did you say was next, John? John, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening to everybody there, and God bless all of you. I'd like to ask Wendy a question. I'm 65 years old. I didn't take the vaccination. I won't take the vaccination. I battled COVID 3 times. I recovered on my own homeopathically and naturally. And, Wendy, now I'm suffering. Both of my bursar sacs and my elbows have blown up like tennis balls out of nowhere, and I'm in good health. I take care of myself. I eat right. And it's unbelievable. On each elbow, I have like a tennis ball of inflammation. Is there anything you can suggest, ma'am?
Well, first of all, I can't give medical advice. All I could do is tell you what I would do is obviously. I like
I'm not asking for medical advice.
Can reduce some inflammation, you can also lift discomfort or pain. Those two herbs have salicin in them. So salicin is what drug companies have made aspirin with. So if you have an aspirin allergy, you may not be able to use them. Okay?
Use what? I didn't hear what you said, ma'am.
Willow bark and meadow sweet. Those two herbs help with inflammation.
Willow bark and meadow sweet?
Right.
Okay. Is that all I can do? Is that all you know of?
Well, I would start there. You know, watch anything that, you know, kind of contributes to uric acid in joints, which makes them swell. Some people that are a little on the gouty side or arthritic side, they get a lot of uric acids in the joints, and they irritate the joint, and it swells. You can try some Bragg vinegar. I would use an ounce of Bragg vinegar. It's 2 tablespoons. That's what an ounce is, and you can take
that's
it with a meal.
That's the apple cider vinegar, ma'am?
Yeah, it helps rinse the uric acid out of the joint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you very much, and thank you, everybody. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, who did you have next?
Wes,
you're in the air.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie from the
Wes.
From the captive communist state of Oregon. I'm so grateful for your program. I wanted to say that I've been hit recently with a lot of
bills, etc. And as I was making out my checks last week, I was trying to pinch pennies, but I wrote my monthly check out to your ministry, and I got to tell you, it's a godsend, because as far as I know, it's the only ministry that's reporting the truth each day relating to Bible scripture. And I'm just so grateful for it, as I'm sure many people are. I just wanted to quickly say, I believe the tyrants, truly, that are demanding this these mandates the last couple of years, knew what they were doing. They're creating an aura that Hitler and Stalin knew, fear. And they're using a technique that used to drive some of the prisoners in the California prison system crazy. They passed a rule years ago. It was called the indeterminate sentence, 1 year to life. And I've had a prisoner, a 23-year guy that did 23 years, told me it would drive some of the guys to suicide because they'd go in for 18 months and 7, 8, 10, 15 years later, due to various infractions, they were still there. They finally had to rescind it. But it has the same effect, and I think this is one of the reasons that so many people are going crazy and so many violent things are happening.
Well, that could be, but here in Ohio, you know, Andrew, I have an echo. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I really have a big echo here. Could you look at that? Okay, you got it. He got it. Now, here in Ohio, you have inmates that were sentenced back before, I believe it's 93, which was the old law. Those that were sentenced at that time were under the old law, and they fall under the jurisdiction of the parole board. After that, you know what, I think that might have been 95. After that, those inmates that were sentenced, they were given predetermined amounts. In other words, for each crime, it was predetermined. Set. You would do so many years for this crime, so many years for this crime. And so they weren't under the parole board where you'd have to come back and forth. They would do their predetermined time and then be out. And so what's happening, the parole board knows that. And so those people that were giving, say, 1 to 25 or whatever, they're maxing them all out because they're keeping guys that should have been out of prison years and years ago. It's a wicked thing. If I were king right now today in this country, I'd put the abortionists in prison. I'd put them in prison first, okay? And then I would put that parole board in prison for what they've done, the Ohio Parole Board, for what they've done to these old law inmates. And what they're doing is they're keeping them in there and letting them die just so that they can stay in their cushy $70,000 a year jobs and not have to do anything for it. And that's what's happening here in Ohio.
Well, I agree 100%, but it's having the same effect on civilian population of these mandates that never seem to go away. For example, our governor here, this proud LGBTQ governor, has told the health department here, we're going to lift the mask mandate on March 31st because, what they didn't make clear was it's under a new edict that makes the vaccine mandates permanent. So it's all a bunch of nonsense, and our local media, as in all blue cities, is basically the communications arm of the Democrat Party. So I just wanted to reiterate again that if it weren't for your ministry, a lot of us would really be lost. Thanks again, and God bless to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for those kind words, Wes. All right. Yeah, absolutely. What he says is absolutely. He's spot on. Let's go.
Well, it's all about power and control and keeping their thumb on the people.
But here's the thing, Joe. Here's the problem. The problem is the Bible says that we must obey God rather than man. The Bible says we must obey God rather than man. The Bible says we must obey God rather than man. I want to repeat that because, you see, that's what we've done. Now,
we've obeyed men as a nation.
Well, yeah, but not us. Not adorers of the Word Baptist Church. We never wore the masks. We didn't do that. We never closed our doors down because we knew that God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear we're not to do that. We're to obey the Word of God. Now, a lot of times, Joe, you know, you'll end up going to prison or being killed. But you're better to die on your feet than live on your knees under tyranny. And God's Word, the Bible, tells very clearly that we are not to accept tyranny. And the problem with people out there today is they don't believe in the Word of God. They're not listening. And the reason you have that in Oregon, the reason you have that in the blue states, is because the people they don't understand the Word of God. They're biblically illiterate. And if they understood the Word of God, if they would understand it, if they would keep their integrity. Today I listened to several police officers. They're out there on the internet now. In Canada, you have Canadian police officers. They're going up in the websites, and they're telling their fellow officers, do not arrest these patriots. Do not do that. You are breaking the law, not them. They have the right to demonstrate, and they have the responsibility. And you police, you that are arresting them, you're the ones that's breaking the law. You're not dignified officers. You don't have credibility. You don't have honor. What you are, you might, like I said last night, if you're going to do that, if you're not going to obey the law, and if you're going to obey a tyrant, then you're not a cop. You've got no honor. You got no integrity. Go put on a mini skirt and stand on the corner because you're a whore. That's what you are, if that's what you're doing. And Sister Mary Grace, what do you think about all that?
I think our God reigns.
Amen.
Almighty. Amen. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, and I am against all of this. Remember this. Look at their patents. It's called Luciferase, and they're now using 4D printers for their... Oh, God, help us all. I'm serious. This is so wicked. It goes down to the pit of hell. And Gates even put it on. Right now, he's working with Marina Abramovich. Look her up. She's a spirit cooker. And I'm telling you, this is so evil. I've been praying all night, all day, and I've been calling out to our Lord. And I won't stop. I won't stop. It's got to stop now. In Jesus' name, I'm claiming it. God bless you.
You too, Mary Grace. Keep in there. Hang in there. Okay, it's not over until we win. And let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies.
Good evening.
I want to send blessings out to all of you in all your travels day to day and in all you do for the Lord, that he lights your path and protects your way. I also wanted to say that the stuff that's going on in Canada, which you can watch live on YouTube every single day, what's going on in real time, and people are showing you and they're telling you that the sole purpose for them doing that is to dispel all of the false media that is claiming 180 degrees of what is actually going on. They're trying to tell us all these falsehoods, and it couldn't be anything further from that up there in person. I wish I was up there with them. So vicariously, I'm with my brothers and sisters in Canada that are standing up. People always thought of them as this, always these nice, kind people in a very clean environment up in Canada. Well, now they're finding out what they're really made of. When push comes to shove, those that know their rights are making others respect their rights. If you don't make them respect their rights, then you get what you get.
Well, you know, I hope that people here in this country will realize that if they don't likewise do like our Canadian brothers are doing, and we are supporting our Canadian brothers. I'm 110% behind them.
I listen every single night for as long as I can remember. I've been listening.
And the people in this country, if they don't likewise do the same, we're going to have what's going on there. We got a dictator in there right now. Joe Obama is, he's as evil and wicked as anyone that's ever been in that White House.
He's a squatter. He's a squatter. They need to put him in a convalescent home. I've been saying that for a long time now, since last November. Put him in a convalescent home and get him on the proper medication and have him be watched, you know, carefully. Then he won't hurt himself and anybody else. And then you need to hold the other ones, Obama and both Clintons, and even you know, they've distorted their daughter and all her offspring, and it's just it's multiplying at a very rapid rate. All of the decadence and deceit and evil. Yeah.
Timmy, you're Timothy. Thank you so much, but I'm out of time. So thanks again for all that, Jim. You have 3 minutes, Joe, to tell us how we can get to heaven and avoid hell.
Well, the scripture tells us in Ephesians, for by grace are you saved through faith. By God's grace, you are all saved through your faith, and it's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, so that lest any man should boast. What he's saying is by faith. And, Pastor, what you were just saying, that's what's wrong in places like Oregon, Seattle. There's a lack of faith because there's a lack of truth and knowledge of God, and we do not have enough born-again believers. Scripture also tells us very simply, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Oh, yes, I do, Lord, that Jesus is the way. He is the resurrection. The biggest decision in your life is where is whether or not you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because that decision determines where you spend eternity, whether it be heaven or hell. And we know that from the book of Romans, God tells us, if we confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart, thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. We believe that with our heart. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Confession, we have to call upon the Father. We confess our sins. We tell the Lord we repent. That's confession of our sins, that we are sorry that he had to send his son to go to the cross of Calvary to take my place. Jesus went there voluntarily. He took my place, died for my sins, paid the price for my sins, that I, if I accept his offer of grace and salvation, could live, be forgiven of those sins, could have everlasting life. So with a contrite heart, with a repentant heart, you call upon the Father, ask for forgiveness, and then you ask that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, becomes your Lord without any reservation, without any doubt, and that you ask that Jesus sends you the Holy Spirit to dwell within you. That is your down payment on salvation, on everlasting life. Now, Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. That way, God himself is...
Amen. Joe, we are out of time. I wanted to say this very quickly. You know, Wendy, we forgot to tell you about your Valentine's Day sale. Your Valentine's Day sale, Wendy's having. Folks, you can find out about that Valentine's Day sale by calling 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Don't miss Wendy's Valentine's Day. Until tomorrow, I want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.